The gist. Multiple studies suggest that something in the blood is causing or contributing to fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, and or long COVID. And now, thanks to a Canadian study, it appears that something in the gut may be able to produce it as well. The gut is an incredibly significant organ, with its well-developed and separate enteric nervous system, its effect on the immune system, and its metabolism. When researchers transplanted gut flora from fibromyalgia patients into mice, the mice looked like they had fibromyalgia. Further testing revealed immune and metabolic changes, fatty acid issues, similar to those in ME/CFS and long COVID, had occurred. The reduced bile acid levels were particularly interesting given recent similar findings in ME/CFS and long COVID. Bile acids are synthesized in the liver from cholesterol and then are modified by gut bacteria. Numerous potential connections between bile, ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID exist. Problems with bile production could contribute to things like neuroinflammation, inflammation in the gut, detoxification, problems with nervous system signaling, pain, and metabolic problems. In the end, bile issues could reflect liver problems, a possibly emerging issue in these diseases. When ursodiol, an FDA-approved formulation of the bile acid, ursodeoxycholic acid, was given to mice, it partially eliminated their pain sensitivity. Supplements such as tudka, ox bile or bile salts, taurine, choline, milk thistle, artichoke extract, dandelion root, and betaine or trimethylglycine might also help with bile production. Efthymios started with 250 milligrams and gradually increased the dose to 750 milligrams to support his liver and ameliorate endoplasmic reticulum stress to recover from ME/CFS. See his recovery story in the blog. An 8-week open-label fecal transplant trial in fibromyalgia patients, which first used an antibiotic to clear the gut, found that new bacterial flora had taken hold. Bile acid levels improved, and amino acids showed substantial changes. Pain intensity was reduced, and anxiety, depression, sleep quality, and physical quality of life scores improved. A larger, placebo-controlled study is underway. The million-dollar question is where it all starts, the gut or the rest of the body. An AI engine, AI Perplexity, suggested that diseases like fibromyalgia, ME/CFS, and long COVID could start in either place. It's really something. Studies have found that something in the blood, and now the gut, can reproduce the symptoms seen in fibromyalgia, ME/CFS, and long COVID in laboratory animals and in the lab. It was heartening to see how the immune and metabolic changes in the mice, B cells, monocytes, inflammation, fatty acids, lipid dysregulation, mirrored so much of what we know about these diseases.